tutorial, and in this tutorial we'll be making a product 3D box case. Now, it's a very has a very nice end result. So what you'll need before you start this tutorial is your cover image and your side image. So I whipped up these little really quick images, a side image and a cover image that I'll be using in the tutorial. Now the sizes I'm using for this are 530 by 400 and 530 by 50. So that's just the size I'm using. You can really make them any size at all. So let's go ahead and start with the tutorial. So the first thing I'm going to do is open up a new image, 1280 by 800, just because it's my wallpaper resolution and we can crop the image later. So I'm going to go open as layers and open up your cover image, in which case mine is 400 by 550. And so I'm going to add an alpha channel because this was a JPEG, and I'm just going to leave it here and then open up my spine image. So go file, open as layers, and then open up your spine image. Now, the way I like to get a good spine is, the way I like to get a spine is to zoom in and see select the last row of pixels on your cover box. Then once you have the last row of pixels selected, open up a new image and paste those row of pixels in, and then just stretch them over to the side so they end up emulating the box's last row of pixels, and it looks like it's a really good transition. So that's how I like to get a good spine. This is my ultimate tutorial pack, supposed DVD, 20% off. That's exciting. By now. So this is just an example of what you can do. So the first thing you want to you're going to want to do after you make your image is line up the spine and the cover. So this annoying little yellow boundary is here, so I'm going to go view and then uncheck show layer boundary, which is much handier. And as we can see here, they line up pretty good. I'm missing a glow here, but that's fine. It just helps distinguish between the side and the front. So the first thing I'm going to do is add a slight gloss to the front. So I'm going to alpha to selection, and you could have been doing this while creating your cover image. I'm going to make a new layer, then take the select tool, free select tool, and select intersect with the current selection. And since I want my gloss to be kind of over here, I'm just going to drag a selection like that so I get a triangle. I'm going to take the gradient tool, and with FG to transparent gradients on linear, with white as your FG, I'm just going to stroke down so we get a nice looking basic gloss. Now this gloss is a little strong for what I want, so I'm actually going to tone down the opacity to about like this, and then I'm going to just merge this layer down. Now to make the actual 3D effects, we're going to take the perspective tool on the cover layer, and actually, just to have an easier time working with the perspective tool, I'm going to go layer, auto crop layer, and this will make the perspective tool arrows come up right here. So I don't want to move, I'm just going to move either of these sides like this, about like that, and make sure this line is straight so you don't get any distortion that you don't want, and press enter. Now we're beginning to see the 3D effect, but the spine doesn't match, and that's okay. We're just going to go click on your spine layer, and you can auto-crop the layer if you haven't already done so, and then move both of the spine layer sides up in the opposite direction that you moved your other layer sides. So in this case, I'm going to move them about like that, and that makes a nice looking box shape. But you'll notice because we distorted them, there's like a little white line here. So I'm going to move the spine layer below my cover and move it over just a pixel, and that makes the border look much cleaner. So because we're having a little bit of a hard time distinguishing where the edge is, just because most of my box is black, and you can only really tell where stuff starts curving right over here, and of course the perspective text, I'm going to zoom in and create a soft plasticky border for the box. So I'm going to make a new layer above your box layer, and then take a white to FG gradient set on bilinear, and stroke a gradient from here to right about here, and then click view, zoom, and then fit image in window, just so we can see the zoomed out view. Now this is a white gradient, and it helps soften the edge, however it's a bit strong, so we're just going to go to your layer tab and reduce the opacity of the layer. And this gives it a nice, soft, almost plasticky looking border, which is what we want. However, you'll notice that if I change the color of the background, say to black, that this white border goes all the way through. So we're just going to alpha to selection the box, then click select, invert, edit, cut, and that'll get rid of the border on all but the box. The only thing left to do is add a drop shadow if you want it, and a reflection if you want it. In this case, I think the box looks fine without a drop shadow or a reflection. This type of box is great because you can even make multiple boxes and then just stack them on here and give a perception of having more than one box and depth. And there's just a lot you can do with this box, and it's a very, very good technique to know in case you ever want to sell something online to present it in an attractive format, such as my Ultimate Tutorial Pack box, which doesn't exist, in case any of you were fooled by that. Anyway, I think that's it for this tutorial. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to check out my website at gimpknowhow.com. We got a pretty good community there, 200 members, not that many active, but still 200 members. So you should go ahead and join them. The link will be in the sidebar. So I'm Gimp Knowhow. Thank you for watching.